Mark Johnson here. We are out and about on this windy Thursday afternoon. We're here at the Ralph Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls, where over 30 community organizations have gathered to answer questions and offer sign-up opportunities for summer activities and just generally meet and greet the community. And it's going on until 6 o'clock, the Community Expo. And then after that, on the big screen here at the Engelstad Arena, they're showing a free movie for families called Incredibles 2. And I'm joined by Faye Auchinpaw from the Thief River Falls Area Community Fund. Faye, have you seen the Incredibles movie?
No, I haven't.
You've not seen that?
No.
Well, you better stick around and watch.
I will have to do that.
It's about superheroes. Superheroes are very big these days.
So that must be why there are so many kids here.
Yes.
That must be why there's so many kids here.
Absolutely. Yep. The kids love the superheroes. And You know who else is a superhero in our community? Anyone who contributes funds so that good things can happen in our community, don't you think?
Amen.
I heard you talking earlier about the fact that a lot of people are in the business of fundraising because there are a lot of great organizations that need help. That's what the Community Fund is all about. Can you give us a little overview?
Yes, we're actually about raising money for the fund, but we're also about giving money away to worthwhile organizations within the Thief River Falls School District area. The Area Community Fund began about 4 years ago once the United Way no longer operated in Thief River Falls. There was nothing to fill that void, and yet it's sometimes the $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 that can make a big difference in an organization or in the people they serve. So that's why we started this Area Community Fund, was try to fill that void.
So could you give some examples of some of the groups that have received funds from the Community Fund recently?
The Heritage Center has received funds for each of the last 3 years. We also donated to the train project by the City Depot, by City Hall. We have given to Little Brother, Little Sister. We gave to the Girl Scouts, to Trifaha to help with new lighting in the old arena. Those are some. We have given more, of course, too.
Sometimes it can make all the difference.
Yes.
Because otherwise, where are the funds going to come from if they want to do something new, right?
Exactly. Or, you know, larger foundations. We do have some really good foundations within our community here, but sometimes it's hard to get the $1,000, or you maybe don't have someone who's good at grant writing in your organization, and we're just that much easier local spot to go to.
So you have a deadline coming up for grants. Tell us a little bit about that. The deadline is May 1st.
Maybe I should give some background on how the fund is set up. We are under the Northwest Minnesota Foundation. We're what's called a component fund, and there are many towns and cities around Northwest Minnesota that have these component funds. The Northwest Minnesota Foundation then takes care of all of the tax forms that you need to fill out. They also invest our funds along with theirs, so we get a good rate of return on our investment. They handle all of the deposits of any of the donations we get. They write the checks out for the grants that we give. They administer it all. And their administration fee is less than 1%. So it's a very good deal for us. You need to know that in order to know how you apply for one of our grants, because you go to the Northwest Minnesota Foundation website, which is nwmf.org. Northwest Minnesota Foundation, nwmf.org. Then they have a box on there where it says find a fund. Just click on that box and then put in Thief River Falls and then search, and you'll see our fund come up. And then once you get to our fund, then you'll see where the grant application is. And we do have a deadline of May 1st, so get those requests in.
These are things like leisure and recreation, development of, say, community aesthetics, right?
Yes.
A beautification project?
Yes.
Arts, culture, education,
social needs, senior citizens, or other people that, you know, may have special needs.
If your organization falls under one of those headings, look into this. It's there for you. Again, the deadline is coming up on May 1st, and just search out the Northwest Minnesota Foundation online and then search for Thief River Falls.
All of the decisions on the grants are made locally here. They're not made by the foundation. They're made by a committee here in Thief River Falls, our
and
local committee.
We should also say, who donates the money that you're able to turn around? That's
the
important, right?
Yes, it's huge, because we, of course, need to have money to be able to give out every year, because the United Way did. So we raise funds for that purpose, but we're also trying to build up an endowment fund. And if we can get that endowment fund built up to a point where we don't have to try to raise funds every year, that would be a big boon. It would be huge for our community.
Well, we'll leave that aside for just a second. We just have a couple minutes left, but you're involved in one other exciting project. You're involved in many projects at any given time, but one exciting one is what's happening with the old auditorium in downtown Thief River Falls. Tell us about that.
We are at the point where we have a legacy grant, a small legacy grant, that will pay for a contractor to write the nomination for the building to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and that's quite a process. So it takes a professional, really, to write those nominations. And once it's on the National Register, then it becomes eligible for certain funds. Like, for instance, the large legacy grants that are administered through the Minnesota Historical Society. Being on the National Register does not prevent the building from being torn down. It does not, but it makes it eligible for funds. The second thing that's happening is the county commissioners wanted to know from the public, and that's all of you out there, okay, if the auditorium is made handicapped accessible and rehabbed and brought up to date, then what would it be used for? Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to find out from the public. So we also received three other pots of money, actually two private donations, and then three different funding streams for a professional from the University of Minnesota to come and do those public input meetings. So we'll be holding three this summer. So please come out and give your opinions and your thoughts on and ideas on how the building can be used. It was what the same process that was used for the downtown
Carnegie
development a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. So you end up with a product, and she's very good at it. And she makes sure that everyone's voice is heard, and she also has a graduate intern that works with her. Mm-hmm. So it's a good process.
Is there a date already for the first one of these community meetings?
No, there is no date yet.
Okay.
But the auditorium committee is going to be meeting now in May, and we'll find out which dates are not good, because there's a lot that goes on in Thief River. So we have to first find out which dates are not good,
sure,
so we avoid those.
When you have a date for the first one, let us know, and we'll pass that along.
Sure will. We sure will.
Because the Carnegie Library rehab turned out great, and it sure would be nice to save one other historic building.
Yes, and you know, if you stand in front of the Carnegie Building and look across the street, we have an interesting array of public buildings that come from different decades. So they each have their own architectural style, but it's really fascinating.
I also love that 50s theme there at the courthouse, the old courthouse.
It's a fabulous example of mid-century modern. It's just fabulous.
It is, and it's nice to have that variety of buildings in a small town.
And of course, the auditorium is Art Deco.
Right.
From the 1930s.
Right. Well, Faye, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
That's Faye Auchinpaugh. She is with the Thief River Falls Area Community Fund and is also helping the effort to find new uses for the old auditorium downtown in Thief River Falls.